Just to give you guys a little bit of detail, maybe you're not super familiar with, a couple weeks ago, a group of eight of us from the church, six kids and two adult leaders, my wife and I, we went to Newfane, New York with Reach Mission Trips. There we joined up with over 300 other young people and adults from dozens of different youth groups throughout the country, and we worked on houses in the Newfane, New York area. We did all kinds of work, painting, wheelchair ramps, decks, roofing, all kinds of different stuff. And the people who we worked on were people who were people who either financially or physically weren't able to keep up with the upkeep of their house. Reach goes to the area during the year, finds people who could use some assistance and encouragement, and we come in and we do the work that needs to be done. But on top of that, we get to know our neighbors. That's what we call our residents and our homeowners there, our neighbors. We come in and not just fix the stuff, but spend time and encourage them as well. We had 33 crews that reach, that's crews, our groups of kids with adult leaders that we sent out during our week at Reach. There were 27 different houses that we worked on in that community. I know the week were in Newfane for 2 weeks. We were the first of 2 weeks, so they actually stayed in the Newfane area. I think they did over 30 houses the week following ours. So that's that in 2 weeks. That's over 50 families that were impacted by the ministry of Reach Work Camp. We're going to tell you a little bit about what it was like to be on cruise, what it was like to be part of the mission trip, how God it worked in each of our lives. But I wouldn't, and you can kind of tell from the pictures, I wouldn't be doing it justice if I didn't tell you that we had a lot of fun as well. We had about an 8-hour drive up there. We had a pretty good time hanging out. We got to, on Wednesday, we got a half a day. We went to visit Niagara Falls, and we had a whole lot of fun in between. And there are a few people I've met in life that are as good at having fun as Jazzy. So Jazzy's going to come up here first. She's going to share with you a little bit about some of the fun stuff that we did at Reach Work Camp.
Hi, my name's Jazzy. If you're new here, nice to meet you. I'll be talking about how much fun we had on the Reach mission trip. At Reach, there was so much fun to do, but I will only be telling you about a little because of time. The first day we got there, we unpacked and made ourselves familiar with the school we were staying at. We made new friends even when we first got there. Meeting new people was always fun. We were first greeted by a volunteer named Jeannie, who was filled with joy and brings smiles to anyone's face. It was her last year at Reach. So then after that, we had evening program, which was one of my favorite things to look forward to at the end of each day. Evening program was when we would come together at the end of each day and talk about the work we have completed that day and talk about what would happen the day after. Then we would worship God through praying, singing, and dancing, and God's word. Then we would have devotions, which was when we would get together with our youth group after every day and talk about God's word through questions, sometimes writing them down on paper. The first night we were designated to our jobs and our crew numbers. My job was lunch maker, which was when I would wake up and I would grab the bin I was designated to. The bins were set out right outside the gymnasium. We would grab our lunch for the day, set out in the front table in front of the lunchroom. We would be greeted by Jeannie, the volunteer's smiling face. And then following evening program was morning program, which would get us all ready for the day. Then we would pray. And then following that, we would do our jobs designated to each group member. And then we would get into our crew van and drive to our designated destination. Mine was 40 miles away. We were the 40 minutes away. We were the farthest. Our neighbor's house. Our neighbor was a friendly person we served because they needed help. Her name was Jeannie, and in her house we painted two rooms, a hallway, and a basement. Every day we would do this, and after we served and worked hard, we would come back and have free time. Before evening program to tidy up, take a shower, or take a nap. They had other activities out like volleyball and also had a tennis court and all. One day, I even took a jog around the school with my friends that I had met that day. Thursday, we went to 7-Eleven because it was free slushy day. It was so fun. They also had a volleyball tournament, and then, as you saw in the slideshow of me on someone's back, that was a game, I forget the name of it. It was called the Reach Game. They had other games too. Then last but not least, on Wednesday, we went to Niagara Falls. We did Maid of the Mist. We had a half a work day that day, as Pastor said. We had so much fun that day. We got soaked even through the ponchos. It was quite an experience. Reach was so fun. Thank you for listening for what I had to say. I hope you have a blessed day.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun. We had a really good time. Jazzy has a great way of making everything a little bit more fun when she's there, and everyone else seemed to have a really awesome time. Now, while we were at Reach, obviously after driving up there, we needed a place to stay. So what Reach does is generally we stay at a high school in the area of the houses that we were at. So we stayed at Newfane High School, right in Newfane, New York. We slept in a modified classroom. We have lunch in the cafeteria. We are basically at class. But when we're not on the work site, we're pretty much spending all of our time there at the school. So to tell us a little bit more about what life looked like there at the school, Lindsay's going to come up and share some of her experiences with Reach.
I had a really cool time at Reach, and I wanted to tell you about some of my favorite parts. In the evening and the morning, we had a program. During the evening program started off with a fun slideshow that was kind of filled with the day's funny photos. And it was really fun to look back at the day and laugh at everyone, how goofy everyone on the work site was. After that, we had a time of praise and worship where we sung, and the worship leaders were really awesome. They just wanted everyone to come up and sing with them and just sing the songs that they had, and they brought songs from all, they go all around the place to different churches collecting different songs, and then they brought them to Reach for us to worship with. After that, during program, the Reach summer staff would put on a skit. Every summer they do this, and it's really cool. This year's theme for Reach was Inseparable, and the skit was about a town, and their millage is broken, and the entire town was kind of assuming it was, everybody was like sabotaging it, or they always assumed it was someone else. In the end, it wound up being a bunch of little mistakes made by different people. It was really cool to look at how differently people see things. It was really interesting. After that, we had a time of personal reflection where we looked at how God sees beauty and brokenness, grace and truth as things that need to be together to be perfect as they are made. At the end of the evening program, there was a slideshow of some of the pictures with people working hard and praising and during devos, and it was really cool to see how much a bunch of high schoolers and middle schoolers could work together to fix homes, and it's just really like amazing when you look at it. After evening program, there was a time of youth group reflections where the youth groups would get together and talk about their day and do a little more than what was in the evening program. It was really cool to do youth group reflections, to see how everybody else, since we were all split up into different crews, worked in the different situations of the crew. And it's really cool to see other people's experiences while they were at Reach. After evening youth group reflections, we'd have free time. On Tuesday, during free time, there was the Reach game, which is one of my all-time favorite things to do. I think the Reach game is, like, awesome. How the Reach game worked is everybody got into partners. And the two partners got set in two different circles, one on the inside and one on the outside. And they'd walk in separate directions. until someone would yell out, in our case, it was Jeannie, who is awesome, things like, there's a growth on my leg, and one partner would have to run and cling on to the other person's leg, while the other person pointed to the leg saying, there's a growth on my leg, there is a growth on my leg. Another one of the funny things was chicken on the hen house, where one partner would have to sit on the other one's back making chicken noises. That one is very amusing. There's all sorts of other funny things like lover's leap and row, row, row your boat and troll under the bridge. But it's really fun because everybody worked together as a team, and it's a really great like team building exercise. When there weren't things like the reach going on, game going on after evening program, we'd have free time. During free time, there were all sorts of different things to do. But something that everyone normally did was write care cards. Care cards are a fun thing where everybody has an envelope with their name and crew number on it. And people would write different like messages on pieces of paper and put them into the person's envelope. It was fun because at the end of the week, we got to open our care card package and see what people had written to us. I personally put a banana in someone's care card package, and I think that made their day. So I think I love care cards. It was really cool to see my friends who I'd made on the crew written what they'd written to me. I had a really awesome time at Reach, and I definitely want to go back. But I just, it was so cool.
Well, as you can see, there was a lot to do around the school, so we kept busy. But for the bulk of the day, we were at our work sites. And what happened is you get divided up in one of these crews, and they get sent out to all these different work sites. So what's interesting about Reach is we all have very different experiences. We have different crews and different jobs that we're doing. Some people are painting. Some people are doing deck building. Everybody's story is a little bit different, a little bit unique. There are a lot of things we have in common, but a lot of things that are very special. So to share a little bit about what it's like to be on a crew and to do the work, Kristen's going to come up and share some of her experience.
Hi, everybody. My name is Kristen. As most of you guys know, this was my first time going to Reach. One of the things that I was really excited about, but also like really nervous about, was meeting my crew. You might be asking, like, what exactly is a crew? Well, the crew is the people that you work on your neighbor's house with. They're the people who you spend pretty much the most time, other than your youth group, with all week. You work together on the houses. You do evening and morning program together. These are the people who, if you don't get along with, it doesn't go too great. So I actually got to meet my crew on Sunday evening. My crew is Crew 20, and I got along with them pretty well at first. Well, at first, I did quickly get along with them and continued to. But I think it was Jazzy said, each of the crew members have a specific job. There was lunch maker, break maker, there was a medic, there was a supplies manager, there was Devo leaders, and there were a couple more. I was the Devo leader, which, given my parents, was something that I knew I could do. Another thing that we found out during that first meeting was a little bit about our house and our neighbors. We got to look at some pictures and find out what sort of work we needed to do. We knew that we needed to do a lot of painting and a little bit of cleaning and gardening and all sorts of stuff. Another thing that we found out during that first meeting was that we were actually going to be part of a double crew, which means that's two crews that work together on the same house. So we were in a double crew with 32. We didn't get to meet 32 though until Monday morning. So on Monday morning, we all came to the back of the, we drove a big 15 passenger to our work site every day. We came to the back and we all met, and our double crews got along pretty well. The first person that I met was a girl named Mattia, and the first thing she says to me is, hey, do you know who the Devo leader for your crew is? And I'm like, actually I do. So it turns out that she was the Devo leader for Crew 32, And we got along pretty quickly and decided that we would just do devos together, both of our crews, every single day. Once we got to the house, we could see that it needed work, obviously. That's why we were there. But we were confident that we could do it. We got the chance to meet our neighbors, Tammy, and her husband Tom was in the hospital, so we didn't get to meet him until a couple days later. Then we started working on the house. It was a lot of cleaning at first, and then we did a lot of painting, a lot of gardening. There was a lot of tall ladders. So we worked all together. And then that evening, after we had come back during evening program, we found we did this thing called prayer partners. So we would pick a name, we'd all put our names in the hat and then pick a name, and that would be the person who you prayed for all week. At this point, Crew 20 and Crew 32 had kind of decided to just be one big crew. So my prayer partner was actually someone from Crew 32, and coincidentally, it was actually Mattia, the other Devo leader. So I was really excited to have her because I knew that I could pray for her and that she was probably worrying about a lot of the things that I was worrying about. So then we worked again on Tuesday, a lot of the same things, a lot of cleaning and painting and more gardening, all sorts of stuff. It was a ton of fun getting to know my crew more, working together with them. Wednesday was a half day, so we did a lot of work in the morning, and then we left for, we went to Niagara Falls, some of the other groups went different places. And then on Thursday, something kind of funny happened. We were praying together in the morning, like we always do, and this guy walks by, and one of our leaders is like, hey, that guy gave us Gatorade the first day. So we waved to him, and we're like, oh, thank you for the Gatorade, and he's like, yeah, no problem. I'm bringing you guys pizza for lunch. I have never been so happy in my life. So it was really nice because it wasn't like he was the person whose house we were working on. He wasn't even the neighbor of the person's house that we were working on. He was like three doors down. He had no way of knowing us, yet he just gave us this gift that meant a lot to us. Might not have meant that much to him, but it really did for us. So then we worked hard on Thursday, and then afterwards, like I believe it was Jazzy again said, it was 7-Eleven day, so free Slurpees. So our entire double crew pulls up in our 15-passenger van to 7-Eleven, and all of us, covered in paint and dirt and stuff, jump out of the truck and run into 7-Eleven and stand in line to get these teeny tiny Slurpees. So that was a ton of fun. We actually wound up only, Friday was our last day, and we actually wound up only working half day because we went, we got there and we went, you know what, we're finishing it early today. So we went there and we worked really hard and we got it completely done by like 11 o'clock. It was really awesome. So then after that, we got to give our neighbor, Tammy and Tom, which Tom had come back from the hospital a couple days previously. We got to give them some gifts, so we gave them a couple things, a flag, a wind chime, some prayer shawls. I got to give them some flowers that we were planting in their garden. So, and then we said goodbye and we left our house for the last time. But that was not the end of spending time with my crew. We actually went straight from our house to go get ice cream, treat from our crew leaders. And then we went to Lake Ontario for a picnic and devos. That was so much fun. We got to look around some of the shops there. We got to visit a pirates festival. That was kind of weird. And we actually got to ride the oldest carousel in the country. So again, something that you wouldn't expect, but that was a ton of fun. And then we drove all the way those 2 minutes back home and back to the school and got washed up and ready for evening program. That night at evening program, we got to find out who had had us as our prayer partner. So the girl who had me was a girl who I had gotten to know during the week. Her name was Emily. She was from Crew 32 as well. She had just always been there for me the entire week, and I was extremely grateful to know that she had just been praying for me. And then the look on Mattia's face when I told her that I was her prayer partner was so awesome. Then on Saturday, we had to say our final goodbyes to our crews. Some of them were very sad, some of them were very awkward, but I was just so grateful. I wouldn't have given up those last few moments for anything. Then on the ride back, like Lindsay mentioned, we have care card packets, so we got to read those on the car ride home. I had so many sweet and funny and weird notes from my crew, and I'm so grateful that I'm keeping those forever. I'm so grateful that I have something to remember them by. I am just so terribly grateful for that hodgepodge group of people from all across the country. They have each changed me in some way, and I am so thankful for my crew for making my first year at Reach so memorable and so wonderful.
And I would encourage you, like I said, every person's crew and job and experience is a little bit different. So there's not just one story about what they did at Reach. There's, in this case, seven of them. So feel free to ask and find out other people's stories, because they are it is a powerful time, and it's incredible to be able to do good work. And sometimes when we do the things that God sets before us, there's additional blessing that comes with it. This was my fifth trip with Reach, and my fifth mission trip with them. And I can tell you a lot of stories about how I've been impacted by Reach. But you hear me every week, so I'm going to ask Abby and David to come up. They're going to share a little bit about how Reach impacted them.
Thank you for helping me be able to go to Reach, and happy birthday.
So yeah, it's my birthday. So yeah. Okay, so during the week at Reach, I probably had like one of the best weeks of my life helping out my neighbor Phyllis. She and her husband Dale were so kind, and they had two grandchildren, Caden and Carson. Every day when we went to their house, they were all waiting for us. It's like they were so happy to see us every day, knowing that God had led us to do something great for this family. Throughout the week, we had our difficulties working on the house and working with our crew. When we were there, we built a handicap ramp, spackled a ceiling, cleared two rooms full of boxes, and when I mean they're full of boxes, like, we couldn't even walk in there or see the floor. And we grew never-ending relationships. Nick and Rose were like my best friends when we were on the worksite. Every night after we came back from the worksite, I would hang out with all my new friends: Nick, Rose, Robert, Joel, Brendan, Jordan, Jackson, just to name a few. On July 7th, it was the day God showed me something very scary and very memorable. So on 7-Eleven, as they were all saying, you can go to 7-Eleven and get free Slurpees. So Laurel Hill Kids, the other church that we combined youth groups with to go to Reach, and our kids, we all got a group of 15 of us together, and we went to go get free Slurpees. On our way back from getting the Slurpees, there was something odd about the driver two cars ahead of us. So once he pulled over, the people that were driving us, the other leaders, Nate and Kelsey, they got out to check on the man. And the first question that came to Kelsey's head was, "Do you have diabetes?" And the answer was yes. So Kelsey also had diabetes, so she was able to help him. And by the time the ambulance got there, he was already getting better from like when we first saw him. The way God affected me on that was by putting us there in that time and place so we could help out the man. At Reach, it was so easy to make friends and get closer to God. And if we ever do a Reach mission trip again, I totally recommend going, and I am totally for it. Like, I'm going. It is probably one of the best things you could do to get closer to God and help out your neighbor. I want to thank everyone for making it possible for us to go on the trip and to donate all the tools. Thank you.
As you can see, the way to child's heart is by Slurpees. Clearly, that's what we've all learned here today. You really want to have a deep spiritual impact with a Slurpee. There's a passage that I was looking at and I wanted to share with you. It comes from Ephesians chapter 2, verses 5 to 10. It says this. It says, But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace that you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace that you've been saved through faith, and this not of yourselves, it's the gift of God, not by works so that no man can boast. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. There's a couple of things that really struck me from this passage about this week. It is what it says in the very beginning. It says that we are made alive in Christ. Now, the context of this, Paul is talking about the idea of us going from death to life through the sacrificial death of Jesus Christ. But there's something else that happens for us when we're made alive in Christ Jesus, is we really live life. And I think Paul is referring to that as well. One thing I saw with these young people as they were at Reach, as they were living the life that God gave for them, they were alive. Jazzy, you live life a lot, for sure. But all of us, we went there and we were doing what God had laid out before us to do. And it was some of the most fulfilling and enriching things that we have done in our lives. We were alive. Not just alive in Christ, not just forgiven for our sins, which we certainly are through Christ Jesus. But when we do the things that God lays out for us to do, we come alive as people. We become what God has created us to be. And I think what these young people shared is an incredible testimony of what it means to follow Christ. To say, I'm not just going to come to church, I'm not just going to fill a pew, but I'm going to embrace the life that you have offered to me. And as a result, I think each one of these guys would say that they had a week where they lived and had incredible life. But how do we get there? Well, Paul talks about that here in the last part of this. It's not by works so that no man can boast. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. How did they live that life? How did they have such incredible experiences? Well, they did exactly what this verse says. It says they were God's handiwork. They did the good works that Christ had laid out in advance for them to do. God knew each one of these neighbors. He knew each one of their situations. He provided an opportunity for these young people to come and to do the good work that God had set out before us. Now, this passage makes it pretty clear that we're not saved by the works that we do, but the works that we do when we live out the life that God has called us to do, when we do the good that he has set before us, not only do we come alive as people, but we fulfill God's will in other people's lives. As Kristen shared, it was an incredible blessing for her neighbors that they were there. And it was something that was empowering to them. And I was actually at two different houses over the course of my week. And for two different families, I got to see firsthand how a bunch of kids, and some of them, let me be honest, weren't great painters, could have an incredible impact, be an incredible blessing, an incredible testimony of God's love, mercy, and grace. Why? Because we simply set out and did the good work that God had prepared in advance for us to do. We just showed up and did it. It wasn't some magic. God laid it out, and we obeyed. And as a result, people had incredible weeks, the kingdom of God was advanced, and people lived lives that honored and glorified God. Our benediction comes from 2 Corinthians 13. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each of you. Amen.